Let's go ringside on Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
Well, we will play that clip for you. I think we will try and keep it back probably for tomorrow evening and play it to you, because we were trying to get hold of a guest of ours who is overseas, and we've been able to do so. So we're going to chat boxing, being a Wednesday, of course, and joined on the line by a gentleman from Front Row, the Money Team promoter. He's the promoter of Floyd Mayweather. The big news that I told you at the top of the show is that Floyd is coming to South Africa in July. That's huge, huge news. Keane Annis, wonderful to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, initially, obviously, Floyd is very, very well liked in these parts of the world. You're spending two nights in Zimbabwe and then coming across to South Africa in July. Just tell us what it's all about and why he's going to be here.
Yeah, the Money Team likes to give back to his fans, to the motherland, promoting boxing, empowering the youths. So that's what we're looking to do around the world.
Okay, fair enough. And I know there's going to be a huge banquet dinner in South Africa. Just what is Floyd's contribution going to be in terms of that?
Yeah, he likes to give back. So it's to honor some South African boxers and some kids, and just in terms of having fun promoting boxing, empowering the youths, and then honoring the South African boxers at the banquet dinner.
Floyd obviously has been in the country before. He visited here, I think, in 2014. Last year, we were expecting him to come back. We know that that fell through, so it must be exciting both for him and for the South African public to have a boxer of his caliber, Mr. 50-0, back in our country to be able to contribute to the world of boxing.
Yeah, exactly. We're excited. He's excited to come over to the motherland. It's good to give back to the fans. Yeah, we're excited to come out there.
In terms of his career, he's had some wonderful fights over the years. 50 bouts in total, 50 wins, undefeated throughout his career, 27 knockouts. What would you pick out as the highlight of his career?
I think I'll reserve that question for the champ when you see me asking that question, because I didn't get on the ring. He did.
Okay, fair enough. I will do that. Will he be available to chat to the media when we get a chance to come out to South Africa?
Yeah, we'll make some time for the media.
That'll be fantastic. So what are the plans? How long is he spending in the country?
Yeah, we'll be out there for 2 days. So I want all the fans to come out, to come to dinner, to come meet the champ. So I want everybody to come out, South Africa. You ready for this? The Motherland Tour is going on. We're going to be out there in Johannesburg. We want to have fun. We want to meet the fans. We want to talk to the kids. We want to promote boxing around the world. So that's what we're looking to do.
And then after South Africa, what's on the agenda? What other countries are you visiting in terms of this tour?
Yeah, this time we're doing Zimbabwe also. So we're coming out of Zimbabwe to South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then after, see what's happening. This is the first leg of the tour.
So it's
for the motherland. So this is the first leg. So we started in Zimbabwe and we're coming to South Africa and Johannesburg.
So some big plans, obviously. You say this is the first leg. Presumably there's a second and a third leg planned for later in the year?
Yeah, I won't say a lot later in the year, but there's a lot of things happening. So yeah, we're looking forward to do a couple of tours in Africa and around the world.
Other than the dinner, where can the fans get to mingle and get to spend some time maybe getting autographs from Floyd or just tapping into his brilliant knowledge of the sport?
Well, it depends. It depends. We'll be around the country. We'll visit the country. We'll be around. So, yeah, we'll be around.
Okay. We have, I believe we have a question. We've got a listener, Sia, who is, beg your pardon. I thought we had a caller on the line for you. One more question that I have for you. So in terms of the build-up to this tour, what is Floyd doing these days before he comes out to South Africa? Is he doing a lot of promotional work or is he just basically enjoying his retirement?
Yeah, we just did a fight in Miami, 11th of June. I don't know if you follow that. It was fun. It was spectacular in Miami.
Yes.
So we just finished. So yeah, you know, he's having fun. He's going around promoting and empowering the kids. So that's what he's doing. He's having fun.
Well, we look forward to welcoming him and you and the entourage in the country. And let's hope he gets the recognition that he deserves and he gives South African boxing a lift, because it's been in the doldrums for a while now, but certainly starting to pick up. And with personalities like Floyd Mayweather coming to the country and helping the sport, I think it can only go from strength to strength. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We wish you everything of the best going forward in the planning of this tour and in the execution thereof as well. And we look forward to seeing Floyd in our beautiful country.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. For everybody listening, if you want to have more information, please go to floydmayweathermotherlandtour.com. You can have more information regarding the tour and the next country we're visiting and what the extra things we'll be doing in Johannesburg and in South Africa.
So that, thank you. Let me just repeat that. That's floydmayweathermotherlandtour.com.
Yeah, Thor's with S at the end, .com. Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. I'm sure our listeners will go and have a look at that and get some more information. Great to chat to you. Thank you very, very much for your time. That's Mr. Keane Annis, who is Front Row of the Money Team promoter for the Floyd Mayweather tour to South Africa, happening on the 15th of July. He will be in Zimbabwe on the 13th and 14th of July. So well worth attending that dinner if it is possible. It's a luxury dinner in terms of promoting South African young boxers and just giving back to the sport of boxing. It'll be wonderful to have a champion, now retired, of course, Floyd Mayweather, who retired in 2017. His last fight, his 50th fight, 50 wins, 27 knockouts. What a career it's been. And he's earned the nickname 52-0, and a fitting nickname for him as well.
Let's go ringside on Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
Spring is just around the corner, which means cases of cabin fever are on the rise. Lucky for you, Dr. Pepper is giving away a cure in their Cabin Fever Getaway Sweepstakes. One winner will receive $2,500 to get out of the house and go to a location of their choice. You could head to a beach, escape to the mountains, or find a local hideaway. Where you go is up to you. To enter, visit drpeppergetaway.com and submit the entry form. That's drpeppergetaway.com.